Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I can't believe it's 10:03 or 10:02, and the Giants still haven't fired Brian Daboll. Well, here we are, BT. Afternoon now, 12:02 on the fan, and Brian Daboll's still employed by the Giants. I'm not sure. And this is not a witch hunt to try to get this guy fired. Obviously, we've gone over it a million times over. We don't need to repeat it again. Based on their record in 4 years, based on the losses they continue to have happen yesterday, inexplicable yet predictable. I've actually believed, off of the report and the speculation last week about the Denver game, how they were going to fire him off the plane, I actually believed last night that they were going to fire Brian Daboll at some point, probably in the 9 a.m. hour today. I'm shocked that it has not happened yet.
I'm surprised as well. You know, you almost have to wonder if maybe the Giants are just being stubborn now, because when a report gets out, like intentionally stubborn and not caving into those reports, like assuming the Denver report was true, well, it's only gotten worse since then. So why, if you were about to fire him after that Broncos implosion, why would you not do it multiple other times since when you've had ample reason to do it? And maybe, you know, I don't know if this applies to them, but we've seen with some organizations in the past where they want to be in control of the story. They want to be in control of the narrative, not reacting to so-and-so breaking this story or reporting that. And if that's the case, I still think it's counterproductive, because he is 20-40-1. And yesterday was the first time that he really sounded like a beaten man who knows that he's not going to be back. And once that happens, you know, you've got to, lack of a better way to say it, put him out of his misery, because it's still about the building and the greater good and the roster. And, you know, the fact that he's still dangling by a thread, it's unfortunate and it's surprising.
You brought that point up earlier, and I think it was a good one. Him being around is just not... It's not him in isolation that's the problem, but it's not any good continuing the same thing the rest of the way. It's not good for anybody, not good for the organization, for the young quarterback. If he's healthy enough to play, who knows? Well, it's a whole nother layer to this thing. But definitively, they should... I don't want to speak for everybody. I want to fire Shane and Daboll ASAP. I said that a week ago. Definitively, now you got to move on from Daboll, deal with Shane after the year. But Bowen should also go with Daboll whenever you make that decision. Daboll is scheduled to speak to the media at 1:25 today. So I'm assuming if we don't hear anything from now to when he speaks, he's going to be here at least another week. Maybe that means he's going to play out the string or coach out the string. Mercy. I give up. I know there's stuff going on with the health of Mr. Mara. I don't know how any functioning organization in year four would tolerate this type of losing consistently. If this were year one or two or even three, you could say, all right, play out the string. What's going on here? What are we doing?
Or are they? I don't know. I really wish I had an answer for you. I'm as confused with this as any, you know, recent New York storyline. I mean, maybe even not that recent. I'm genuinely confused. I don't know.
By the way, BT,
I really don't know.
If the report was accurate about them wanting to fire him after Denver,
yeah,
then what are we waiting for? Maybe then that report is not... Again, I don't know. I wasn't reporting it. I'm not trying to, you know, whether it's Sean or whoever else. But if that report is accurate, how the hell could he still be employed right now?
Well, that's what I bring up. Maybe, you know, when that happens and something gets out and a franchise doesn't want it to get out, you know, sometimes the way they kind of regroup and regain control of their story is by doing something that they were going to do based on the report and now not doing it just to show everybody else,
yeah, but this is
you're weeks. Not controlling us, we are.
This is weeks later.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying I agree with it. I mean, are they possibly waiting? So I do agree with this. If we hear from him at
125.
All right, if he speaks today, then you'd have to think that he's going to coach against Green Bay. I mean, that makes no sense to fire him tomorrow. And then it's on to Detroit, in Detroit, and then it's up to New England. I mean, you're going to be 0-3. You're going to come back in a body bag. Are they possibly just trying to get to the bye week
Maybe.
And then make the changes where it's a little more for a clerical point of view? I don't know.
Come on. I mean, it happens all the time. You fire a head coach. You go with a coordinator with Kafka. Really, what's the difference? You can't win anyway. What's the worst that could happen? What we saw, maybe the worst in-season head coaching change ever, was what we saw a year ago with Robert Saleh to Jeff Ulbrich. And it can't be that bad because at that point, the season wasn't over, technically, for the Jets. They were still very much in play.
No, they made trades.
And it went as bad as it possibly could with Ulbrich, who was overmatched. Even if Kafka's overmatched, what's going to happen? They're 2-8. The season is over. It's over. The damage is done. What are you waiting for? It's going to be the same thing for the next 3 weeks of Brian Daboll. Oh,
I am a big proponent. You got to get a jump start on this head coaching cycle. You have to. You know, so if this thing drags on to the end of the year, I mean, that's just, it's unacceptable by the Giants.
Even the people who were trying to hold on to the idea of keeping Dart and Daboll together, even now, those people are coming around to, you know what, it's just got. There is no more. There hasn't really been a good defense for a while. But after it keeps happening again, a loss like yesterday with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, do we care about winning here? Or are we caring about feelings? I'm not sure what the logic or reason is behind not making a change, but it's certainly not prioritizing trying to clean up the mess that is the New York Football Giants.
I got to tell you one thing. If I'm Daboll and I am back for this next game, there's no way I'm playing Russell Wilson. There's just no way. I would go to Jameis Winston. I'm assuming that based on the concussion, even if he is cleared, I would think the Giants would take the prudent path, hopefully, and not run him out there. They won't be reckless. So I just don't think that he'll play, talking about Jackson Dart. And if you're trying to change perception and you know, inject some energy into the situation to kind of change the narrative, how the hell do you run Russell Wilson out there? I mean, Russell Wilson's done. He can't do anything.
Well,
he's terrible.
Well, who brought him in?
Stinks.
Who brought him in? Anybody that had anything to do with bringing Russell Wilson in and having him be the starter needs to go. It's we all know it. I'm not going to yell and scream about it. No, you're not either.
No.
It's a waste of time
to yell.
We're here to hear you vent about it and be, you know, and your, what is it, earpiece for you? And a soundboard,
sounding board, whatever
it may be. We're here for you, but we all know what's got to happen. It's just a matter of when the Giants are going to make that decision. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Vinny is in Stony Brook. What's up, Vin?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
What's up, Vin?
Good. Nothing. I just you guys parlayed right into me right there. I don't understand how they can lose these games this way. There's no talent on the team. Somebody gets hurt. There's no one there to replace them. Their three best players are either rookies or a second-year player. Who's building this team? Where did all the cap money go? You get two quarterbacks who haven't even played this year. You don't even try to trade them. I mean, maybe you did, and I didn't know about it.
Mm.
So you can't construct a team. You get these games where you're in total control. Who is making the calls where the game falls apart at the end like this?
I don't know.
And there's nothing to stop the bleeding.
Vinny, that's what. That's what makes this. And we all know the Daboll's going to have to be gone. We know that. But that's what makes this hard. Like I was saying to Sal early in the show, if you were coming out every week and you're losing 17-0 and you don't score in the opening drive and you're getting pushed around in the first half, it's 20-3 every week, like it used to be with the Giants before they actually got this injection of Jackson Dart, well, then it doesn't add up because there is an element of preparation and readiness to start the games. And we've got to at least say that because Dable's got them ready to go. It's evident based on the way they play for the first three quarters and then this epic implosion. What is it attributable to? I don't know exactly, but at this point, I don't even care to find out the answer. You got to blow up the staff. Got to.
I like you said, you guys opened up the calls with that, and whatever. It's just, it's kind of, you got these games in a stranglehold, and you don't learn your lesson.
Yeah, and so the only question becomes, he's going to get fired, right? We all agree. I don't believe, and I'm not 100% sold that the Giants are going to do the right thing and fire Sheen as well. I hope that that's the case. They need to do that. But I do believe that they're going to move on from Brian Dable. So the only question then becomes, if you're going to fire him, why not do it now? What's the benefit of waiting, whether it's to the end of the year, to the bye week? I need to know why they think that this is healthy for the organization.
That's the only reason, start.
But he might not even be healthy moving forward. And even if he is it best to have Dable still can? If he's going anyway, how is that good to Dart? Wouldn't it be better off just saying, hey, we're moving on? Either way, you're moving on, so just do it now. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah. I mean, I would, too. I'm with you. I'm less worried about Joe Shane now. Like, to me, right. If you fire Joe Shane today with Dable...
No difference.
To me, he should be gone at the end of the year as well.
As long as they do it. That's my...
Yeah. I just don't need it done now, whereas with Dable, I'm much more aligned with you there. I guess the only hesitation is, as I said, the relationship here, or the comfort, or the familiarity, whatever, however you want to describe it, with Dable and Dart. And while we don't think it could get a whole lot worse, it could. It might, Mike Kafka, and I don't know if this is true, but like if he's the guy who gets elevated, he could be so overwhelmed that now the next 2 months of practice are disorganized and sloppy, and now whatever you can build on for year two for Dart becomes very stagnant, and they're trying to proactively guard against
okay.
that. That's the only thing I could come up with.
Fair enough, and if that's the case, then you want him to coach the rest of the way, and because of Jackson Dart. That makes sense, fine. I would vehemently disagree with that, but at least that's something, because I know that he's going anyway. I don't think there's any harm in saying, let him go now. And Jackson Dart's a big boy. He's a football player. He's going to do what the coaches tell him to do, what the organization tells him to do. That's his job. That's what he should do, regardless of the circumstances around him. Things happen. All right, we're making a change. That's it. Get used to it. Because Dable's not going to be your coach. No more security blanket, whatever. Deal with Kafka for the final, seven games, whatever it is, however many he's going to be healthy for you, who knows. And then from there, we're going to look to get a new coach. But I'm also not letting the quarterback, as much potential as he's shown, dictate how I operate as an organization. Make some damn decisions. You got to be decisive. It's been over for a while. So rip the Band-Aid off now. Why wait until after the Cowboys game the final week of the year?
I also think when we talk about Jackson Dart, it's always about his athletic. It's always about his physical traits, right? I think the thing that's kind of going overlooked here is just how mentally tough this kid is. Did you hear the story that they were saying yesterday on the telecast where his dad used to coach him, right? Dad used to coach him in football. I don't know what age. I'm guessing very young. Yeah, because he wasn't the quarterback yet. They didn't have anybody that could throw the ball. So Jackson was, I think, a safety or a linebacker, and then nobody could throw the ball, so they put Jackson there, and he became the quarterback. Anyway, his dad coached that team. And his dad was a college football player, as you know, and he was a real hard ass.
I learned it yesterday.
Okay,
yeah.
So a real old school hard ass who was tough on his son, to the point where when Jackson would miss a tackle in a game, not in practice, in a game, he would make his son run a lap around the practice field. Now, you could say that's a little bit over the top. During a game, during practice is fine. I think that's a step much. But there is nothing... And this is the greater point here. I don't think there's anything like the removal of Dable that's going to have this kid implode mentally. He's such a strong-minded, tough kid, not to mention incredibly talented. I think he's resilient enough to deal with whatever comes. And there people talking about him like he's a 12-year-old, fragile right. kid. He is an absolute beast, Jackson Dart. He will be fine.
Glenn is calling from Wappingers Falls. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
You guys are hitting the points right on the head, but I will say, Dable, they just got to go. You got Cam coming back. Scott coming back year two. You got Dart coming back year two. You got Malik Nabers coming back year three. You got Tyrone Tracy coming back year three. You got two decent tight ends. You need a wide receiver, too. The defense needs to be tweaked. It's got some big names. I don't agree with this last caller that says they have no talent. But there's no room. There's no learning curve for a new coach to come in here. The Giants got 2 to 4 years because before they got to start paying these guys. Okay, they need an established coach to come in here. I don't care what name it is, but they need to get a good coach in here. And Russell Wilson looks like he just forgot how to play football.
Yeah, he's finished, man. So I can't watch him play at all. He's done.
It's over. I mean, to be fair, he's been benched for the majority of the year here. It's not an easy ask. I don't know what backup quarterback's going to come in there, especially in Russell Wilson's spot, who's been a starter, a high-end starter.
Jacoby Brissett did a pretty good job when Murray went down. I mean, he's played a little bit. You know, now he's used to being a backup.
Well, saying, so it's an easy.
Yeah, I get it. Listen,
I'm not trying to make excuses for Russell Wilson. I'm just saying, what would you expect?
A little more than he showed yesterday. I mean, at least a level of functionality that I'm not even sure that Russell Wilson has anymore. Think about the way he looked against the Commanders, and that was coming off of training camp where he was getting all the reps and he was in rhythm. He was within the flow
the way
of the offense. I just don't think he could play.
The way he played week two against the Cowboys, I still haven't seen a quarterback around here do that. So.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I mean, he was good that game. I'm not trying to be unfair to him.
He was great that game. My point is, and the Giants' offensive line wasn't giving him any time yesterday. I'm not making excuses for Russell Wilson. I don't think he's any good. I don't think he should have been on the team to begin with. But when he comes in, they have no running game, especially not without Jackson Dart. They're without their top receiver in Malik Nabers. Slayton actually had a good game yesterday. But
yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean,
played pretty well.
I'm just, the Bears defense turned it up a notch a little bit. Giants were up against. I'm not making excuses at all. I just don't know what, he's a backup quarterback. I don't know what you expect from Russell Wilson.
Well, the other thing, too, is what the caller just said. He's like, it doesn't matter who you bring in, just bring in somebody who's done this before. I agree, but I also don't agree. Like, yeah, you can't roll the dice on a coordinator, but just to say it doesn't matter who you bring in, it's got to be more refined than that. It's got to be a good match for New York. You can't just say, well, give me this guy because he's done it. I'm going to need some reasons here. I mean, if we're ready for Dable to go, and we all are, who the hell's coaching this team? I mean, it can't be some upstart, some coordinator, some hot name that, some college kid. It's got to be somebody who's done this. This is a massive, this is an overhaul. This is a Herculean task. And to me, if it's not McCarthy or a Belichick, and I don't know that I would go Belichick, but if it's not somebody like that, then it has to be somebody like that this time.
Pat is calling from Branchburg, New Jersey. What's up, Pat?
Hey, how you doing, BT and Sal? Just want to say love your show. Always listening to it, and thank you for taking the time to take my call today. So, Sal, just like yourself, for weeks, I always back Dable. I've been backing Shane. It's to the point where I just can't do it. So I've had the pleasure of watching Eli, Tom Coughlin. Our whole entire brand and imaging has gone down the toilet. I didn't want Bill, but I'm at the point now where I've let it marinate and sit in. I think this team needs a complete overhaul, like what BT is saying. We need Bill, someone who's a no-nonsense guy, someone who at least can bring the defense to respectability, top 10, top 5 unit. Special teams, same thing. Every week, it's the same problem. And I know you guys didn't maybe brought it up today, and if you did, sorry I'm bringing this up. First play of the game yesterday, what happens? Jamie Gilligan. I know it's 30-mile-per-hour winds.
Yeah.
Ball goes out of bounds. Gets placed at the 40-yard line. Get it. Every week, it's something with either the kicker, special teams, defense. I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. I would get an offensive coordinator that can develop Dart, can make the offense look respectable, but we need a complete overhaul.
Well,
and
lastly, you do.
Before I let you – yeah. And just last point before, I just want to hear you guys' response here.
Yeah, Pat.
I have nothing I have no sources to back this up. This is just a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Bill gets another chance in the NFL, he realizes this is his silver lining moment. It's the last chance for him. I think this is the last chance to pass Shula. He's going to come with a different attitude. He's going to become more buttoned up for the Giants. And it's a full circle moment. He loves us. He came here. I think this is the perfect storybook ending. Now, do I think it's going to work? I don't know, but we need someone who is disciplined that's going to get this team on track.
Yep.
Thanks for taking the call, and I want to hear your response.
You got it. Listen, we've talked about Belichick here. I just don't know if he's all in anymore. I don't know. Here we are, this North Carolina circus, and... his girlfriend still...
She's annoying as hell, man.
I can't stand it anymore. Like, So to me, and I get it, like, you
just,
know.
Just being in, I don't know her person, I'm talking about the idea that it's always about something with her.
Dude, did you see what she was wearing? She was wearing some chain this weekend, right?
Yeah, there was
what
multiple. There was multiple things. I don't know. I didn't see her outfit, but apparently somebody was saying something about her, and then she made a chain out of it. I forget the, I don't even care enough, other than she's getting attention with the headlines and then responding to them, creating more headlines. I just would want no part of that. But I do want Belichick. I would take him.
Okay. I mean, listen, when you're 70-something and you're a man and, you know, you're with somebody who's 20-something, I get it. I mean, we all understand the appeal.
But why can't you just keep that personal?
Well, that's where I'm going. Like, I can understand how you can be under a spell and feel invigorated and young again and alive again. I think we could all relate to that on some level, right, as men. But it doesn't mean that you let her do whatever she wants. I mean, she's taken over on Saturdays. It's an embarrassing situation. And the fact that he hasn't, and I say reel her in, I mean, she's not a piece of property. She's a human. So you'd have to do it with tact here. But the fact that he's not doing this at all tells me that she's running the show to the point where he's kind of throwing his hands up and he's just, so I don't know if he's still the right person for the Giants job. I don't know. I don't know if he's the same guy.
I think maybe he just doesn't pay attention to it or care about that. He's trying to focus on football. I do think he'd have more success here with the Giants than he did with North Carolina or at the end with New England, because there are some pieces in place. Put it this way. I trust him to turn a program around more than I would the majority of people that are going to be available. I need to see the entire list. And then I would make a more firm decision, but hard pressed for me to find somebody that's going to be better than Bill Belichick at raising the floor for this team. Maybe there's a ceiling at this point in his career. I'd rather have Belichick than Mike McCarthy. That's a popular name that's thrown. If I'm going to go that avenue, give me Belichick over McCarthy. I know where McCarthy could raise it to. I think Belichick could his ceiling to me is still higher than McCarthy at this particular
point. See, I don't know. I'm of course, I want to say it is because he's Bill Belichick, one of the greatest in any sport ever. But, you know, what McCarthy did without Dak when Dak was hurt, like he showed the ability to work around a quarterback injury to your franchise guy. I think, I know he's a lot younger. I don't know. I also have a fair amount of confidence that if Bill's coaching these Giants, these fourth quarter implosions defensively aren't happening. I do think that he would button that up. But yeah. Who's he bringing in as his OC? Like, the guys that he's had success with are at other jobs and no longer available.
And Charlie Weiss.
Oh, Charlie Weinberg, okay. I mean, could he still build the staff? Tiki always talks about the ability to build the staff, and I'm not so sure that Bill still has that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that what they do have is not working. End of story. So now you move it forward to saying, who are the next guys going to be? Come up with the list and find me somebody who you definitively feel is better than Belichick. And maybe I even see that person. Again, I like Brian Flores, the idea of certain guys. I don't know if there's a name out there that I would feel better about immediately turning this team around than Bill Belichick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There is, I guess, some thought. We were just talking to Big Hurls about this, and I see Marash tweeting about it. There is some thought that people are connecting Dart's injury to Brian Daboll, which is just not right. The offense clearly is going to be run through Jackson Dart. It's all they have. I do think it is abuse, but it is not abuse by Brian Daboll. It's just the circumstances, and that's how Dart plays. For me, he deserves to be fired based off of everything else. Forget about the fact that his quarterback got hurt. It's everything else. Pick a reason, any reason. Just pick a reason. There's a million other reasons. For me personally, has nothing to do with Dart getting hurt yesterday, why I would want to fire Daboll now.
That really doesn't even calculate for me. I'm much more okay with it than you are. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, you got to let him do what he does. That's a skill set, and that's why you drafted him, and let him play football. He's a football player. You know, I went and I looked at Daniel Jones's rushes in 2022. And right now, Dart's got, I want to say, 57. So you round that up to 60. Let's double it. He's played 9 games. Get it up to about 120. And Jones was right around the same number.
Hmm.
So is it really reckless or too much? Now, Daniel Jones ran a lot. He had, 7 or 8 rushing touchdowns that year, only 15 throwing. But that was also out of necessity.
Yeah.
So because they just didn't have a ton of weapons. So, you know, in a lot of ways, Jackson's being penalized by poor drafting, some unfortunate injuries. But if that's a great talent, you know, I think it's unfair to expect the coach not to go to it once in a while.
Also, it was a necessity. Not only did they not have anything else, Daniel Jones, they didn't trust him to throw the football down the field. He didn't prove that he could do it to that point. Also, he was not a rookie. So there was a lot of circumstance there regarding that as well. But yes, that was not sustainable. It proved to be not sustainable, which is why the year after we were saying, well, now they got to open things up and throw it a little bit. You could maybe try to do this for a season or for a few games. Maybe. It's not sustainable. So, but that's Jackson Dart's style of play. That's been his style of play in college. But it's on Brian Daboll and the Giants coaching staff to try to teach him the best way that they can, and also not put him in harm's way, which because of necessity, they've had to call more RPOs, and Dart is just reckless by nature. He's going to learn the hard way. He's got to, otherwise his career is going to be over before it begins.
I understand. You know, Steve Young had this. Brett Favre is in bad shape now. He just took a million hits, kept playing through concussions. It's the scary reality, excuse me, of playing the position. I think, though, the play that he got hurt on yesterday, there was no window to slide. So that's why, to me, it's pretty cut and dried. Like, if he was getting to the flats and he could have gotten down and avoided the hit, you know, then you're like, all right, dude, that's an obvious one. You got to slide. You got to take yourself out of the play. But the way that that play went on the left side, there were 3 guys around them. So there really wasn't even room to slide. So listen, a lot of this is a regurgitation of what we all feared. We talked about this coming into once we knew he was going to play, once we really saw his style. Well, he's going to get hurt. And here we are. He's got a concussion. Probably not going to play this week. Who knows what they do moving forward. It's the reality of the way he plays.
BT and Sal on the Fan, talk about Jets and Giants. Matt is on the treadmill. Matt?
Matt, you there, Matt?
Yep, I'm here. Thanks for taking my call.
Listen, all right, buddy.
I had to call in and say I was on a treadmill because last week I called in when I was on the treadmill and Dove got all twisted about it,
if you
remember.
Yes, we remember.
You guys had my back. I appreciate that. touching on the MetLife parking situation. My son went to the Dallas game. They charged him $200 to park.
What? There's no way.
200 to park for the Dallas game. Yes, sir.
Was it a larger vehicle? Does it go by the vehicle size at all?
I got an SUV.
No. And he had the tickets pre-season, too, because one of his friends is a Cowboys fan, so they had bought those tickets way in advance. He pulls up, and they said 200.
What was it like one of these specialized lots? I mean, I don't need to get into the weeds of parking. Either way, 200 is unacceptable, and 100 is ridiculously unacceptable. Yes. So I don't know. Yes. $200, there's no way he was charged. I don't want to call you a liar. I'm not doing that. But unless he got hustled on some side street, he's not paying $200 at MetLife to park.
Well, I'm telling you, he went to the game, and he was charged $200 to park.
Jeez. That's insane. And the thing, too,
I turned back. By the way, going to these games, and I know you went yesterday, took the family, nice surprise, all that stuff. The idea of going to a football game, and I went to two last year. I went to two Thursday night games, Giants-Cowboys and the Patriots and Jets week three. I forget what week it was with the Giants-Cowboys. And it was fine once you're there, to your point. The thought of going to a football game on a Sunday afternoon when you can watch any game from the comfort of your couch, order whatever food you want, not pay $100 in parking, the experience of going to a game, to me, is just not worth it.
Dude, I surprised everybody at dinner on Friday night, right? Because it's my in-laws' anniversary. Yeah. They were in from Dallas. My father-in-law's from Ohio. I told you, big Browns fan growing up. Really not the Browns anymore. But, like, the symbolism was there. And I'm like, you know, let me see what I can do. So I wound up getting the 6 tickets. And it sounded good. And then, of course, Saturday night, I'm saying to myself, I'm like, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
You know, and it wound up being an awesome day. Like, I really, really had a lot of fun. More importantly, they did. It was great, even with the rain. But the Jets played pretty well. There's probably 30,000 empty seats, so it was a little bit easier getting in and out. But, you know, for me, I'm sitting there saying, all right, end of the third quarter. All right, early fourth quarter. All right, we got to get moving. I got to get the podcast, the instant reaction. Then I've got to get home. And after I do that, I've got to watch the Giants game. I know the Giants score, but I've got to sit there and be able to talk about this. Like, you know, you talked about going to a party.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the things. I'm not looking for pity points, but it is a lot of different impediments, if you will. It's not as enjoyable as it used to be. I used to love going. I'd be there at 9 a.m., dude, throwing the football, banging them back. I mean, they're all day. Come out, stay till the final guns at zero, go back to the car, put the 425 game on,
well,
fire
the
grill.
That's
the only way to do it.
But $100 for parking?
I know.
Come on, man. Especially for the teams the way that they are. Now, this was the Jets. You said you heard that it was 100 for the Jets. You experienced that firsthand.
Sure.
And 60 for the Giants.
Yeah, the woman who was taking the money. Yeah, she's a MetLife employee. She actually felt bad.
$60
is fine.
She's
going to charge me 100. I'm like, it's all right. You're incredibly sweet. It's awesome. It's not your fault. It's Woody's or whoever set this up. And she's the one who divulged. She's like, yeah, the Giants are only 60. And then when I heard that, that's when I got a little bit annoyed. But like a sucker, here you go. Thank you. May I have another? I'm going to pay.
Well, at that point,
where am I going?
You have no choice. I mean, me, I tell the kids, like my father one time when we pulled up to, this is a true story. We pulled up to Taco Bell. They used to have a special. Now, this is going back at least 30 years, probably. They used to have a special with Fiesta tacos. Like, they're running a special. You see it on the commercial. Fiesta tacos were like 69 cents, whatever it was, like really cheap. And we would go and just load up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'd get however many for the whole family. We loved it. Taco Bell, whatever, Fiesta tacos. And we went to the drive-thru. My sister and I were in the back seat. My mom is in the passenger side. And my dad goes, you know, I want to order however many Fiesta tacos. And like, oh, sorry, sir, we're not running that special anymore. He turned with an incredulous look to everybody in the car and was like, okay, thanks. And drove off. Yeah. I mean, maybe he couldn't. I had no idea what's going on back then. I'm not worried about that. But maybe he couldn't afford that mail.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it was. But yeah, that's what I would have done. If I pulled up and was like, $100 to park? To see the Jets and Cleveland Browns? You should be paying me to come here. I'm going to give you $100? No thanks. Sorry, kiddies. We're going home. Daddy will buy you a nice lunch. We'll go stop at McDonald's, Happy Meal, whatever you want. We're watching a game at home. $100 to park?
Think about this. Now, I'm not a big secondary ticket guy. Like, I know Evan does this, and a lot of you do this, but if I wanted to, I probably could have gotten tickets for 12, 14, 15. Instead, I paid them in advance, $175 a pop.
So about $15 per, you said?
Yeah. So, I mean, I could have gotten good seats for probably $20 or in the vicinity if I would have waited right around 12:30 or so, just trying to, you know, be opportunistic here with the weather and obviously a lot of empty seats, and the Browns don't have this national brand. There were a couple of Browns fans there, but it's not like Dallas or Pittsburgh where they had 30 or 40,000 week one. But I do admit it. I'd rather have everything lined up and be, you know, not be inconvenienced, okay, than go through hoops to save a few bucks. Now, that's on me. I mean, I'm an idiot for doing that. Like, I wish I had that capacity to wait and pounce on a deal. I don't. But, you know, I mean, for $100, that my recourse was not going to be, oh, I'm sorry, guys, we're going to go home and we'll get a roast beef sandwich instead. We're not going to the game. How am I going to look back at the kids and say,
yeah, know,
sorry, guys, sorry, Grammy and Papa, you know.
Well, my dad did it.
yeah, no. But you, I mean, come on, you've been to Taco Bell a million times, I would imagine. A little different when you're staring at a stadium and you're wearing Jets jackets and Jets hoodies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Dable out as Giants head coach. This according to Adam Schefter. I believe it's in multiple spots, but it's just coming in now. During that commercial break, we were alerted to it. I'm just trying to follow through some of the lines here. Now, remember, he was supposed to speak at 1:25. We mentioned this earlier. Here's Schefter. You see him there, on, like we said, with the post on social media. Brian Dable out as the head coach of the New York Giants.
Yeah, and it's the humane thing to do at this point. Others have it. Ian Rappaport. I'm looking at Jordan Schultz. I'm seeing others, obviously, now. It is obviously clearly done. 20-40-1 as the Giants head coach. And, you know, one playoff win, 3+ years, a multitude of ugly, you know, really inescapable in terms of the perception around you or the narrative around you. Fourth quarter collapses. And I think that this is absolutely the right move because you've still not salvaging a season, because there's nothing that you can salvage here in terms of wins and losses like a playoff berth. But you've got at least to have a direction and a healthy building. And the tone would have been every time Brian Dable was at the press, was at a microphone, it would have been about him and his job security and the quarterback and all these other things that take away from the overall growth of the other guys on the team. It gives you a jump start on the search for trying to finally end this merry-go-round of nothingness for the Giants. And from a human perspective, we all feel bad. I think Brian Dable's a good dude who tried his best. I think he's an easy guy to have a beer with, you know. But in terms of being the head coach of the Giants, it simply did not work.
I do feel bad, but this had to happen. It's not anybody's fault. We didn't get him fired. His record got him fired. Just wasn't good enough. End of story. Bottom line. Now you spin it forward. Okay, do we know who's taking over yet? I'm trying to find this out here. Schefter, the Giants' interim head coach, will be their sixth head coach since 2016. McAdoofus, Spagnuolo, Shurmur, Joe Judge, Brian Daboll. So obviously going to be another guy. And then next year, I'm assuming it's going to be Kafka. I would like to have seen Bowen out with Daboll as well. And then eventually I want to see Joe Shane out. And that would at least show me that the Giants are headed in the right direction. But this had to happen. It had to happen now. You can't overcome another loss like that. Daboll knew it. He was on thin ice to begin with. They blow that fourth quarter lead yet again. It's the fourth time they've done that on the road with a 10-point lead. The third time that they've done it in horrific fashion, whether it be Dallas, Denver, and now Chicago. It can't happen. They had to move on here. And now it begins, BT. Now there is no more Dart Daboll. That is officially over.
It is, and rightfully so. But, I mean, really, what a disgrace that Bowen still has a job.
Well, we don't know. Maybe they're going to – we got to take it if it's live, Hoff. I'm sure Hoff is working on trying to figure out what they're going to do here.
Yeah, true. Maybe they will announce – maybe you announce Daboll first, and then maybe Bowen obviously filters in throughout the day or trickles in at some point today. But if Shane Bowen is coaching this team against Green Bay – and Brian Daboll's been shown the door. That's disgraceful. But we'll just
maybe Bowen will be the interim.
Oh, there's no way in hell that's going to be Kafka.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, but listen, the other thing too is, and I can't prove this, but I feel like maybe, and I wouldn't agree with this, but I'm thinking from the Giants' perspective, like if they had a road game coming up rather than hosting Green Bay coming up this weekend, maybe they kick it down the road one more week. But you cannot have that energy, because think about if Brian Daboll's coaching at 1 o'clock against the Packers this Sunday. Here come the planes. Here's 30,000 Packer fans. You know, you would think that Dart's not going to play based on the concussion. So you just, it doesn't solve anything immediately. I think it prevents it from making it worse optically. That would have been such an ugly sound and an ugly sight at MetLife. So you had to do it, and now you get a jump start, and now you've got to find basically a miracle worker, because the Giants is one big steep hill, bro. This is not going to be easy.
We all knew it yesterday watching that game, but it doesn't make it any easier thinking about it. Here we are yet again 4 years later. I mean, the guy was a coach of the year in his first year. Coach of the year, first year. Took Daniel Jones to the postseason with a limited roster, and that's putting it mildly. Won a road playoff game and just could never get it turned around after that. Could never get it back on track. Bad year two, worse year three. This was supposed to be the definitive year. And here we are again through 10 games, somehow, inexplicably, even with a young rookie quarterback that shows great promise, still 2-8. It had to be done, but it just sucks that we're here yet again.
It's brutal. Yeah, I feel terrible for Giant fans. You know, I don't know that the Giants would explore this. I would encourage them to maybe do this. Now, you'd have to find the right person. Remember, before Mike Vrabel went to coach the Pats, didn't he jump in to the Browns as like an advisory role?
Yeah.
I don't know who that person would be. And listen, the timing sometimes just doesn't work out where there's somebody that you truly value that you would want to bring in. But if you can, you know, and I don't know, maybe it is Belichick maybe the Giants have no interest in hiring Bill Belichick to be their coach, but they bring him in as that wise sage Yoda. Hey, look at the Jedi,
Parcells with the Dolphins.
A little bit. Yeah. Hopefully it goes better now. Yeah, but yes, along the lines of that thought process, look at our roster, look at the way we function, look at our building, get a sense of what's what, help us get this thing up, you know, and running. And not only do you get a jump start on, you know, having conversations about who you want to hire, ultimately he's the coach, but you also get a little bit of a jump start on cleaning this mess up internally, because there's a lot of football to go. This is not two games left.
Yeah.
It's talking 2 months of football.
I know, but the games are irrelevant with seven games.
I know they are, but it's not irrelevant what happens on the practice field and the meeting rooms and in the building day to day. They're going to be going to work for two more months.
Yeah, but it's going to be a whole new, a whole new regime. See, that to me brings the next part of this. Okay, now that Daboll had to go today, and he did, and the Giants did the right thing, no question about it. If anything, they gave him more than enough time to get this thing turned around. More than enough time. They were extremely patient. They left not, This was it. You have more new? Go ahead, Hoff. Would you just say in my ear?
Yeah, Giants OC Mike Kafka will be the interim head coach, per source.
Okay. I mean, no surprise there. Now, is anybody speaking at 125 still?
Have not been told yet.
Okay, we got to figure that out, and then hopefully it happens during our show. We could take it, or if not, whatever. Evan and Tiki get the sound of it, but obviously breaking news, Brian Daboll out. Kafka going to take over here. So then it begs the question, okay, what are you going to do with the defense? Maybe that's less important. For me, this means nothing unless it means Joe Shane is showing the door as well.
He'll be next. He'll be next.
You say that confidently.
I believe that. I believe he'll be next. But until they do it, I mean, I don't really know.
I'm not saying I need to do it now. I said last week, why delay the inevitable? Let's just rip the Band-Aid off and move on now. Do I need that to happen? It's kind of irrelevant. He's done all he could do. They didn't let him make any moves at the deadline. So there's nothing he's going to do that's going to impact the team any way, shape, or form now or the future. I guess the longer it goes with him still employed, the more concern I have that they aren't going to clean house totally.
Yeah, I do hear you. Trust me, I do. But to me, it's more clerical. That's the way I describe it. Like, at this point, I'm not saying there's no roster moves they're going to have. You'll pick this guy up on waivers or promote that guy from the practice squad. But there's really nothing substantial that's going to happen from now until the end of the season because the trade deadline is over. Now, if you want to see, this one's going to be interesting. The Jets made the mistake years ago where they let McCagnon draft, and then they fired him right after the draft here.
Yeah.
You know, so
How dumb can you be?
That's about as idiotic as it gets here. So, and I don't think that the Giants would take the same page from that idiocy. But what they've got to have consistency here because they are very deep into their scouting. Like, I know the Jets have already watched Mendoza play quarterback in person 4 games, and the Giants might not be scouting a quarterback, but they're certainly scouting a lot of players. So you still want some continuity in terms of the preparation for the draft and the offseason. Again, Daboll had to go during the season, in my opinion. Less concerned about Shane when he goes, as long as he does, which I think he will at the end of the... Now, if he doesn't, that's a different discussion, and I'll get on the Giants, but I don't need him gone today. I think you had to start with Daboll.
I also wonder how much of this decision was based off the fact that Dart got hurt. Again, for me, it would not have been the case, because I know there's a lot of thought, well, he got Dart hurt, blah, blah. To me, it's separate. It's everything else. It's his 4 years in its entirety, specifically the last three, and just the inability to show that he knows how to win games.
Yeah.
You have leads. That's a good thing. Getting leads are good. It's a good thing. And the Giants haven't had enough of them. Then you got to hold on to the leads. You've got to be able to preserve at least some of them. And he just couldn't do it time and time again. And maybe his fate was sealed prior with the Denver game, but maybe it was sealed on that decision to kick a field goal and go up 2 scores as opposed to being aggressive. And it just shows you, when you're insecure or not firm in your standing, maybe you're going to make some decisions that you normally wouldn't make, trying to hang on and see. And obviously it was the wrong decision, kicking the field goal, taking the point, still blowing the game. It just too much here. So the Giants did the right thing moving on from
there. They did. So we just got the Kafka stuff from Hoff there. I still need an answer on Shane Bowen, because the more I think about this is patently offensive that this man has a job and Daboll doesn't. Shane Bowen's still employed.
Yeah.
Let that resonate for a second. This guy still has a job. Bowen, the coordinator.
Well, for now, I mean, again, we still don't know.
What the hell are they waiting for? I mean, if you fire Dave, that's why I say stuff is trickling in, you know, and we might get it in 10 minutes, whatever. But Bowen's got to be gone by today. He can't be back out there. How unfair is that?
I agree. Let me just ask you, and this may be semantics here. We knew clearly Kafka could transition and take over. He's a guy that's interviewed many times before for a head coaching job. Not that he could do the job, but at least he's been coaching
easier
long
transition.
Enough. He's been doing it long enough as an OC where it's going to be an easier transition. Is it just as simple as, well, if they move on from Bowen, we have nobody that'll really even come up with a game plan the rest of the way?
If that's the case, then their staff is even worse than I thought. Because, think about this.
Well, the guy who's running the show just got fired, and the guy who's running the defense should have been fired 10 weeks ago.
I just think the optics are awful. I just think, patently offensive. Like, if I'm Daboll, I'm like, what? You're keeping him? That doesn't really matter. Dable's gone. But if there's nobody in the building that could at least piece together a game plan that makes some sort of sense, then their staff is worse than I thought. Somebody's got to be capable of doing... That's not the reason you keep Bowen around. And if so, then the Giants are in worse shape than we think.
Does Wink Martindale have a social media? Because you know somewhere he's...
Think he's going to pop in, take a little celebratory lap?
Oh, yeah.
I hope he doesn't.
Probably take some... Yeah, well, come on. That's what he is, though.
Wink Martindale. Yeah, I think... I know... Well, he's done some of that, yes. But I would like to think that... you know, when now that Dable's actually gone, I would hope that sensitivity would win out. Like, he's gotten his shots in a little bit because he was gone and Dable wasn't. Hopefully he takes the high road. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. Wink likes taking those shots. I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I think it's low class and low brow, but
and maybe
you know, he's done that before.
I'm just saying it. I'd be curious to see what he I feel like there's going to be some kind of comment coming. And it made me think of it because if he were here, you could argue he would have taken over as head coach, and maybe that's an opportunity that he wants. Anyway, he's not here. Neither is Brian Dable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.